This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Republicans are expecting President Donald Trump to announce Saturday that he is nominating Judge Amy Coney Barrett to Supreme Court as he aims to put a historic stamp on the high court just weeks before the election. Even before Mr. Trump unveils the pick, conservative groups and congressional allies are laying the groundwork for a swift confirmation process for Barrett. They, like the president, are wasting little time moving to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, organizing multimillion-dollar ad campaigns and marshaling supporters both to confirm the pick and to boost Mr. Trump to a second term. The late U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lay in state Friday at the U.S. Capitol, making history as the first woman so honored in America. This as an intensifying election year battle swirls over her replacement. President Trump is set to announce his nominee Saturday, a pick that could push the court rightward for a generation. Ginsburg's flat draped casket drew members of Congress, top military family and friends. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and running mate Kamala Harris attended it. Harris and Ginsburg absolutely intentionally cleared the platform and path for women like her in public life. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also welcomed Ginsburg's casket with profound sorrow. The late justice died last week at the age of 87. Firefighters and officials at California's largest utility are now bracing for hot, dry, and windy weather in northern and central areas of the state as they battle wildfires. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Friday that the global death toll from the COVID-19 could double to 2 million before a successful vaccine is widely used and could be even higher without concerted action to curb the pandemic. WHO Director of Emergency Programs Mike Ryan told a briefing on Friday, unless concerted action is taken, the 2 million death toll is not only not likely, but also imaginable. Ryan said that young people should not be blamed for recent spike in infections despite growing concern that the youths are driving a spread after restrictions and lockdowns were eased around the world. A Chinese health official says the country's annual production capacity for coronavirus vaccines will top $1 billion next year. Following an aggressive government support program for construction of new factories, the official from the National Health Commission says capacity is expected to reach 610 million doses by the end of this year. He says distribution of vaccines will prioritize groups like medical workers, border personnel, and the elderly before they are made available to the general public. China has promoted the construction of vaccine testing facilities and manufacturing plants. France has opened a terrorism investigation following a knife attack Friday that seriously wounded two people near the old Paris offices of the Charlie Hebdo newspaper. Once again, journalists were targeted. Two members of the French production agency were stabbed as they took a cigarette break outside. Speaking to journalists at the scene, the Paris prosecutor said because of the parallels with the Charlie Hebdo attacks 5 years ago, he said Paris's anti-terrorism prosecutors are actually investigating this. This attack comes as the government is readying new legislation to fight so-called separatism, what it considers enemies of France and its way of life, including radical Islam. Violence erupted on the streets of Santiago, Chile on Friday as dozens of health workers protested demanding to be recognized by the sanitary code, a regulation that governs all activities related to health in the South American country. Health workers demanded psychological support, fewer working hours, and more paid holidays amid the pandemic. Police used a water cannon on protesters while demonstrators threw rocks at officers as anger spilled over. Every Friday, protesters take to the streets to demonstrate against stark inequality in one of Latin America's most developed countries. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.